Feeling great, man. You know, excited that the season is here, and you know, obviously we got a home opener, and you know, excited that's here at home. And I know a lot of guys, you know, you go through the grudge match of going through OTAs and going through you know, the preparatory stages of getting to this point. So you know, now that it's here, it's right in front of us, it's at our doorstep, and you get excited, you kind of get the butterflies a little bit, but you know, it's all part of the game, and you keep that excitement and ready to move forward.
You think you'll be ready to go Sunday?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I've done all I can in terms of getting my body prepared and to get ready to you know, to go on Sunday. And you know, as far as we've assessed and stuff, I've been ahead of schedule. So you know, the kind of individual I am, you know, the team knows, and Rex and the whole front office knows that, you know, my job is to make sure I'm ready. And, you know, they make the choices of, you know, where to place who. So you always got to stay ready to play the game.
How tough has this summer been for you? Because I know you're a veteran now. The training camp practices, you're not always excited about going to, but you haven't been able to participate as much as you would have wanted. How tough has it been for you?
You know, it's kind of like a two-edged sword a little bit. You know, you wish that you go through the grudge mats and stuff like that, but then you count the years and kind of understand you know, every situation is not going to go right. You know, everything's not going to go as planned, but then you got to, I guess, you know, be resilient and find ways to learn and find ways to make up. So, you know, talk about mental reps. I've probably taken as much mental reps as I probably can from you know, staying out. But, you know, keeping those reps fresh in your mind so when you get out there, you don't have that that being a crutch that you have to, you know, use where you're not mentally ready.
You've taken pride all the time in being a mentor to these young guys. Have you've been really happy what you've seen from Kenrick, who stepped in when you were gone and picked up his play?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, ever since, you know, people had asked about Kendrick and Muhammad and the young guys from last year, you know, I express, you know, high confidence and praises. And, you know, it's no surprise to me that Kendrick's been doing great, you know, and he's been doing what he's doing. I'm here to help Kendrick in any way I can, and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, whatever, you know, it's no surprise that these guys are just excelling and blossoming.
How good can this line be as now you're entering the regular season? You've been through the spring, you've been through the summer, you've seen what these guys have looked like and what they're developing into.
Right. You know, this line can be as good as it wants. You know, I think that starts with execution, us playing off each other, and execution in terms of the game plan and what we have planned as a defense. And, you know, as you can see, I mean, you've seen Q do his thing. Obviously, you know, Muhammad's doing his thing. And you see all these young guys doing a lot of great things. And, you know, for being a, you know, me and DeVito kind of being an old head, and I mentioned it before, kind of feel like an old car with new rims. You know what I mean? You got all these youngins, and it's a good mixture. It's a good young spirit, and you know, I'm glad to be playing on the same side of the ball as them.
And lastly, they put Q's locker right next to you, and I think there was a good reason for that.
Right.
What have you seen from him, and what kind of wisdom do you try to give him, Sione?
You know, I think you know, just everybody has their own different work ethics, but it's gaining a work ethic. You know, I'm not trying to have him follow who I am, but kind of formulate his way of working. And, you know, as long as we share the commonality of, you know, making sure you work and be a professional at everything that you do inside the locker room and outside the locker room, hopefully he can kind of just get something like that I learned from Curtis Martin, stuff that I learned from Kevin Mawai by just watching them, see the things they can do, and hopefully I can have that kind of effect on Q and the younger guys.